Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Laxville Live on the Laxworm Radio Experience. Got a great recap show of all the MCLA action. I am your Laxville Live host, Dan Power, calling in from the still very cold upper Midwest in Minnesota. The weather might be cold up here, but we've had some great lacrosse action the last couple of weeks here in Minnesota, and we'll be excited to get you caught up on all the action. We've got polls to talk about, key mid-season games to talk about, preseason rankings getting thrown right out the window. So much parity in both the MCLA Division I and Division II levels right now. It is absolutely amazing, and it's fun, and I hope you are all following along the best you can. There's been tremendous coverage of some key games this year. You can watch those games streamed on mcla.us website. Absolutely phenomenal games they have aired so far. Tremendous play-by-play and color commentary coverage so far this season on all those games. Absolutely amazing. So with that being said, let's not waste any of our short time together here tonight. First of all, let's make sure if you have been to any of these great games so far, you want to chime in, got something to say, want to give a shout out to any of your teammates, former teammates, coaches, saw a great game and wanted to chime in about it, call us up. We'll chat about it the whole show. Guest call-in number 9095. Once again, that call-in number 347-826-9095. Well, let's get this ball rolling with some poll talk. Start off on the MCLA Division I side, bouncing up four spots after a huge win over previous number one Colorado. Grand Canyon takes the top spot, bumping up four big spots. Anybody who got to see that game live between Grand Canyon and Colorado, please call it. I'm going to give out that call-in line one more time because I want to hear from you if you were at that game. Call-in number 349095, Grand Canyon, Colorado. Call in. We want to hear your thoughts about that amazing game and upset. Was it an upset? We want to know. With that being said, Grand Canyon sits on top of the polls with a big matchup coming up next week against Arizona State. So how long will Grand Canyon stay there? One game? Maybe, maybe not. Arizona comes in at number four, dropping two spots before picking up a 16-2 win over Texas, rattling those Longhorns, coming in at the two spot. The Cougars from Brigham Young with a nice 7-1 record so far, had a nice win over University of Arizona, 10-9, very, very close. Those Wildcats are dangerous. You know, they're in the top 10 now, and you just never know. They could be a sleeper. Could be one of your national tournament dark horses, bracket busters, Cinderella's. Tell them what you want. Wildcats are proving to be the real deal. 7-2 on the season, but like I say, anybody's guess as to how far they can go. If any national champs Colorado Buffaloes pop in at number three, bumping down two spots after that. Loss to Grand Canyon, and then another loss to Chapman, and throw further monkeys into the pole wrenches. Chapman comes in at number five, but they come in at a tough loss to Colorado State. The Rams getting a much-needed key top 10 win to get their season back on track. I know, hearing from Arrow Senior Leader on that Rams team, he thinks that was the turning point for their season, hoping to get the Rams back on track on their way to a conference and division championship and hopefully national championship. Colorado State gets an impressive win over Chapman, 15-12. Not going to get any easier for the number 8 Colorado State Rams as they're going to bump heads with Sparty on Saturday night. But with that win over Chapman, Colorado bumps up 5 big spots back up in the polls to number 8. Cal Poly comes in at 6 with a nice win over Boise State, 14-6. Arizona, as we talked about, is coming in at the polling at number 7 from last week. Georgia Tech coming in at number 9. They are undefeated down the season at 9-0, pushing a nice 9-6 win over Purdue, but they've got a tough game coming up against South Carolina. Those Gamecocks are proving to be pesky, and a lot of people are jumping on that South Carolina bandwagon. And I'm having a hard time myself not doing that. If you're in that area, be sure to follow the Gamecocks coming in at number 10. They're undefeated on the season as well, even though they dropped 2 spots in the poll after a 7-5 win over Sunny Buffalo. Beavers of Oregon State come in at number 11, just missing the top 10. Again, undefeated on the season, but falling out of the top 10. Came up against number 6, Cal Poly, coming up this weekend. Be a big test for the Beavers. So that's going on right now. You can get a score update. Anybody wants to chime in and give us some score updates on that game, we'd appreciate that. Number 12, Florida State. Seminoles are on a roll, bumping up 2 spots in the polls. Boston College on the move, 6-2 with a 17-1 win over Stonehill. We're going to have a big grudge match with Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets coming up on April 3rd. Sonoma State had a rough week, dropping down 3 spots, moving their season to 5-3 after a tough 15-4 loss at Colorado. Division 2 MCLA transfer Liberty on the rise again, holding idle at 15 with a nice 16-11 win over Pittsburgh. Be taking on the Georgia Bulldogs tomorrow evening. Nice to see San Diego State bounce in the top 25, coming in at number 16, bouncing up a spot. Only 1 loss on the season. 9-1 for San Diego State so far this season. Head coach Charlie Jackson got them off to a nice start in the SLC. Haven't played a division game yet. Had nice games against UCLA. They beat BYU 8-7 in San Diego. That's huge. Beat rival Southern California 10-5. Close game against my Gophers up here in Minnesota. Game down in Arizona. Nice win for San Diego State, 7-6. See San Diego State off to a good start there. Their season is going to hit crunch time here in just a few games as they're going to bump into Arizona. Arizona State, Grand Canyon, back-to-back-to-back to end out their season. We'll find out what the Aztecs are made up of here within the next week or so. Dominican coming in at number 17, dropping a spot. Their 13-7 win over University of California, Santa Barbara. Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs, 5-1. A nice win over Westminster. Anytime you can beat the Griffins, that's a win to circle on your season schedule, because that just means you did something very, very good. That bumps him up one spot in the polls to 18, flip-flopping over Westminster. Got a key game of in-state rivals. Don't think either school dislikes either school more than Minnesota, Minnesota Duluth. And it's funny that they're going to be going head-to-head tomorrow on the lacrosse field, because over in Manchester, New Hampshire, the two teams are going to battle it out in the national men's hockey tournament. Duluth has got the edge on that series, 3-1 over the Gophers, but we'll see if Goldie can get a big one on the ice tomorrow and then get over to the lacrosse field and get one for the Gopher men's Laxers tomorrow, or will it be Bulldogs coming out on top? We'll see. Either way, those are going to be two tremendous games if you are a lacrosse and or hockey fan. Northeastern coming in right at number 20 with a 7-2 win over Rhode Island. The Clan from Simon Fraser up over the border, 6-4 season, bumps up a spot. Had a nice win over the Washington Huskies, 13-8. Going over to Oregon tomorrow night, take on the Ducks. UCLA and Minnesota hold out at 23-24. And like we were saying just a little bit earlier, South Carolina, those Gamecocks, rolling it at 8-1, cracking the top 25 for the first time. A lot of buzz over there in South Carolina. We love to see that, to have those newcomers cracking the polls. See if we can get you some scoring updates from MCLA Division I this last weekend. Like I said, it was action-packed weekend, just a crazy weekend. Games and on the polls. We got a final from Shattuck St. Mary's, Noam in Fair Bowl. Minnesota State Mankato continues a disappointing season for their standards. A tough 10-6 loss to Illinois State. Captain Nate Dopkins puts up two and another helper for 3 points. Homburg with a goal and two assists for the Mavericks, but I believe that puts them at one win on the season. Actually, scratch that. They are 0-6 on the season. 0-5, excuse me. They've got a scratch against Fairbowl, Winona State. Connor King doing a great job over there despite the record over there in Mankato. No, Connor had a chance to coach Connor. He's going to do great things over there, taking over for Syracuse University legend Tom Corey. Tom has moved on. This season, Connor King taking the interim ropes until a more permanent coach is found. So, best of wishes to the Mavericks the rest of this season. A&M Galveston went head-to-head in Houston. Race comes out of that, 11-7 winners. Over in Columbia, South Carolina, Virginia Tech and Central Florida go at it. Virginia Tech takes that one 10-7. Nice win for the Hokies. TCU and Vanderbilt in Athens, Georgia. Horned Frogs win that one 14-7 to Missouri State. A tough loss for Division II Missouri State, hanging right in there with St. Louis University, but unable to come up with that win. St. Louis gets it 15-6. Indiana takes a setback as they take a tough loss to New Hampshire 14-9. I don't think that's going to detour Pete Nelson's boys very much, as the Hoosiers, I'm sure, are going to get back on track here very quickly. Hoosiers are going to run into Alabama, Illinois State, Purdue, Miami, Illinois, and ending with Sparty in Bloomington, Indiana. Got a nice home stretch there. Last four games of the season, 3 out of 4 will be in Bloomington. Pete Nelson will get those boys back on track, championship in the GRLC, and get into that national tournament. What else we got on the board here? Charleston and Coastal Carolina. Charleston comes out of that one 19-8. Montana State continues on its winning ways as they get a 22-6 over Regis. Have a big performance, a 3-goal. 4-assist performance to be exact from 10-160-pound freshman out of Missoula, Montana. Good performance for the young man. Great future there for Montana State. Johnson and Wales out of Denver gets a nice 16-3 win over Dallas Baptist. Good to see Johnson and Wales program continuing to grow. The game of the weekend up in Fort Collins. That home stand continuing for the Rams. Colorado State Chapman going right at it. Battle up in the mountains. The Rams win it 15-12. I know my boy Eric Wool was absolutely thrilled with their performance, finally getting healthy, I think. And like we said earlier, they feel that that was the statement win for them, and they're back on the track, even though they're 6-4. They're tied for first place in the division right now, 1-0 in the division, 6-4 overall, but they play a very, very tough non-conference schedule. With the likes of Grand Canyon, Florida State, Sonoma State, Arizona State, 4 losses in a row, finally getting back in the win column against Chapman. Not going to get any easier for them, though, as this weekend they bump into Michigan State, Davenport, and BYU. 3 tough games all this weekend coming up. But I know Coach Alex Smith is going to have his boys mentally prepared, and after that big win, they're going to want to look to keep that rolling with 3 big wins here against 3 ranked teams. This is them getting ready for the national tournament, and I know they're excited about it. Bumping over to Kittredge Field in Boulder, Colorado. Grand Canyon bumping off defending national champion Colorado Buffaloes 18-15 in a barn burner. But for Grand Canyon, the story was a 6-goal, 4-assist performance from attackman Dean Farrell, just a junior out of St. Albert, Alberta. On the night, we say 6 goals, 4 helpers, puts his team in position for the big win over Colorado. This national tournament and national championship can be one of a handful of teams. I'm very excited to see how this season ends. But you just don't know who is going to come out and emerge as a national championship because nobody has stepped up as the front runner, and that's exciting to see. George Washington 13-7, MCLA Division II, Missouri Valley State gets a big win over St. Mary. Got to see Missouri Valley play up in Minnesota this last week against St. Thomas and St. John's, picking up 3 wins on the weekend as they beat North Dakota State all in that weekend. Only team to go undefeated in that weekend up in Minnesota. Very, very impressed with Missouri Valley. Talk some MCLA stuff here in a second. MCLA Division II here in just a second. Liberty gets a nice win over Pittsburgh. We talked about them earlier. Michigan Dearborn continues its winning ways with a 17-7 win over Wheaton. Speaking of CLA Division II, let's bump over now and shift gears a little bit. Got anything to chime in about MCLA Division II? We're up in St. Paul over the last week and caught any of those games. Chime in. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Guest call-in number to talk MCLA Division II is 347-826-9095. As we await your calls, let's see what the MCLA Division polls are up to, according to MCLA.us, Under Armour Coaches Poll. Got undefeated 6-0 University of Dayton Flyers. Coming in tied in votes with Grand Valley State with 11. Number 2 Grand Valley State defending national champions in a big 24-3 win over Saginaw Valley. Not going to get any easier for Grand Valley State as they bump into number 3, St. Thomas. Tomorrow night, be interesting to see how that one comes out. Tommy's come in at number 3 with a nice win last week over Missouri Valley State. I'm sorry, I corrected myself. I thought Missouri Valley State went undefeated in Minneapolis, but they did lose to the Tommy 17-11, so they do have a loss on the season. Number 4, Grove City, also receiving a first-place vote. Got a big test for them as they bump heads with the Bison out of North Dakota State tomorrow night. North Dakota State comes in at number 6, 4-1 on the season. They did a pretty good dismantling of my Johnnies 2 weekends ago up in St. Paul. Concordia's in at the 5 spot, coming in as a scary team. Missouri Valley, they have a lot to talk about there with JUCO transfer coach Kevin Totaro. Second season at the helm, doing great things, bringing in players and getting everybody very, very excited in Marshall, Missouri. South State Fullerton is in at the number 8 spot, bumping up 2 after a nice win over Western Oregon, 11-10. Florida Gulf Coast holding idle at number 9, undefeated on the season. Reinhardt also undefeated, coming in at number 10, rounding out that top 10, bumping up a spot to crack the top 10 polls. Western Washington comes in at 11 with a 24-5 win over Biola. Kennesaw State at 12. Elon at number 13 was very hot in the first part of the season. Dropped 6 spots as they lose 9-7 to St. Andrews. Try to rebound this coming next week, against Wake Forest. My Johnnies drop a spot. They were idle this week to number 14. Still a very dangerous team, and I still think, in all honesty, they have the talent and depth to win the national championship. So don't let the ranking fool you there. As the Johnnies sit in the 14th spot at 4-3. Palm Beach Atlantic holding idle at 15. Western Oregon, Utah State sitting at 16-17. Kenna Heights, newcomer, bumping up 3 spots to 18. A nice 21-5 win over Lawrence Tech. Indiana Tech, a very dangerous team, cracking the top 20 with a 14-8 win over SCAD. Sierra Nevada hits number 20. St. Andrews, talking about SCAD, is right there at number 22, dropping 4 spots, but lost to Indiana Tech. Nevada comes in undefeated at 4-0 at 23, and Cal State San Marcos and Briarcliff round out the top 25. Get you some key games in MCLA Division II. Talk about that Johnny North Dakota State Bison game I saw 2 weeks ago. Very, very good competitive game with the Bison coming out on top late in that game. Bison got out to a 5-0 start. Johnny fought back late in the second quarter and into the second half, but the Bison was just too much in the initial matchup for the Johnnies. Johnny's had some trouble clearing the ball and squandered some extra man opportunities that would have helped them out if they could have put points up on the board. But unfortunately for the Johnnies, they dropped that one and a tough one the day after, Missouri Valley State. Here, St. Louis, Missouri Baptist beats Robert Morris 15-2, the 7-point performance from Missouri Baptist Junior. Attackman Aaron McKinblock, doing a nice job leading his team to a nice victory. Charleston beats Coastal Carolina 19-8. Florida Gulf Coast in Boca Raton, Florida, beating Fort Atlantic 15-4. Portland beats up on Great Falls up in Portland 16-4. Occidental puts up 11 on Cal State Long Beach in a nice win in sunny and warm Long Beach, California. Grove City, Pennsylvania beats up on Lourdes 17-5. Missouri Valley puts up 22 on St. Mary, led by a 7-point performance. Colin Mowdsley. And I got, like I say, I got a chance to see Missouri Valley play, and they are full of passion. They're exciting to watch play. And if you get a chance to see them live, go do it, because they are an up-and-coming team and can be very dangerous in that national tournament. Moving over to Western Oregon and St. Mary's. Western Oregon wins that one 12-3. Emory and Ryan Reinhardt go at it in Georgia. Reinhardt gets that one 11-1, playing some very good defense in that game. Indiana Tech and SCAD go at it in Savannah, Georgia. Indiana Tech comes out on top, team 8. Dayton puts up a big 20 spot on Saginaw Valley in Dayton, Ohio. Points all over the board for the Flyers, spreading the wealth around. And around things, though, you got Palm Beach Atlantic, 17.3 in West Palm Beach, Florida. Some exciting games on the MCLA Division II side for games to be at. I know there are some exciting games all across the country. In the Division II side, you're going to want to check out St. Thomas. They've only played one game this year under new head coach Brian Gross, but they are going to be as dangerous as ever. But you're going to want to see them play Grand Valley State in Northbrook, Illinois. That's at 5 o'clock Central Time tomorrow as they go head-to-head with number 2 Grand Valley State. Quite possibly one of the games of the weekend. A great game with my Johnnies. They are in Northbrook, Illinois as well. Going to take on Indiana Tech, Grand Valley State on Saturday. Another great game. Lots of big games this weekend. And then Sunday morning to end their trip, they're going to run into the Flyers of Dayton. So 3 big games for the Johnnies. If you want to check out them, if you're in the Illinois area, get up to South Barrington and watch a great weekend of lacrosse. Check out some of the other top teams. North Dakota State is going to be in the same area. So you've got Dayton, Grand Valley State, St. John, St. Thomas, all in the same area banging on each other. So it sounds like South Barrington, Illinois is the place to be this weekend. But if you can't be, we will have the recaps and scores for you all next week. Getting down to where the season is just about at the midpoint, and it's just amazing how fast these seasons go and how much parity has been in both the MCLA Division I and Division II levels. In both, there's really no front runner for the national champion. I just don't know. There's a handful of teams on the MCLA II side. They're all beating up on each other right now. You look over at the Division I side, and just when you think somebody is starting to establish themselves, somebody comes up the hill and knocks them off the mound. So we'll see. What we do know is that it's been great competition and great fun and lots of parity. Makes for a great season to follow and gives you teams to root for. And we're very, very excited about that. And just the level that the teams are coming in at the MCLA level, both Division I and Division II, 216 teams between two leagues. Absolutely great lacrosse to watch. I hope you jump on somebody's bandwagon for the rest of the lacrosse season. Is another show for tonight. It's amazing how fast time goes. It's been a great show. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. I know the Sweet 16 is going on right now, so appreciate you having us on in the background as you're watching North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Notre Dame, Wichita State. Either way, you got great games going on the TV. Hopefully you had us on in the background catching up on MCLA action from this past week. Well, until next week, I appreciate everybody listening to Laxville Live on the Laxworm Radio Experience. And until next week, I've been your host, Dan Power. Thanks again for listening.